Welcome, Satya. Would you like maybe to share also a bit of your time when you stayed with Papaji, as it was so, I think it was so special for you, and it shaped somehow the way and of your life, and also that you're providing concerts, mm-hmm. that you came in contact with the mantras. So how can we imagine that life? Papaji. Was it every moment a surprise? Was it a wild ride? Was it, I don't know.
Well, you were with an enlightened person, so it was, it could be challenging also. I mean, you were seeking, you were in satsang, many things came up. Many concepts had to, we were faced with many concepts one had, especially as sannyasin, since I was an Osho sannyasin. Mm. The first few weeks I was amazed how many concepts I had also. Mm. And being with him, there was this enormous presence and so much love. So basically, he loved you, so you had no chance to
escape.
Exactly. I didn't look for another master. It really came in my life. And I felt many times if I could choose, I would never be here.
So how did it happen then that you ended up there?
Yes. Well, Osho had passed away. And I mean, I loved Osho too. And I had a very creative life around Osho, because there was a lot of creativity happening around him. And simply some friends starting to go to Lucknow, he started to be known, Papaji. People came back from Lucknow, and they had a special energy when I met them. And my mother even went to Lucknow. And actually, it was a bit annoying, all these people coming back from Lucknow at first. What do they want? What, you know, it was really this Advaitic teachings with him, and they were like, I got it. And so it was very, very present. Mm-hmm. And one time I met somebody after this darshans, and I started to cry. Mm-hmm. I felt, oh my God, what's that? And a few incidents happened. I also saw a video of Papaji, which was very bad sound. And it was in the ashram. Someone showed a video of Papaji, which was not something so usual that in the Osho ashram, somebody in his private room would show. And the room was very packed, and I could hardly hear anything. But I asked myself, am I happy, really? Am I really happy in my life? And I could not say yes. And then in that moment, I thought maybe this man can help me. And then anything that happened, that I met, I started to chat at lunchtime with a woman in the ashram. And she was working in the department where they have all these archives. Mm-hmm. And she said, Osho said in once, if you don't feel complete with your search, then don't miss the chance to meet another enlightened person. And this was not so much the discourse, what they were saying in the ashram. It was more like Osho is everywhere. And he had said, if you go to somebody else and you feel a call, then don't think you are betraying me, especially when I'm gone. So this was like the trigger, you know, a few things happened. And so I decided to make actually, I thought a short journey. I will go just a week and check it out. And I didn't even take my passport, which was completely, I don't know what happened. So, yeah, then I went. And at first it was really the same, and the same energy, like Osho, the same presence, not energy, presence, but a different expression of it. What was your question?
How it happened that you ended up there. So
yes,
you managed.
So like this, yeah. It happened. Mm. It was not my doing.
Mm.
And then I thought I'd stay for a week. And then I was extending till I did my, actually my visa was expired and my passport was in Pune. So things like this. And then I fell in love with him, you know. And he always gave me a lot of attention, I have to say. He liked young people. He liked young people who are interested in truth. He always said, this is the best age. And he always kept me actually there. He always told me, come back soon. He was very playful with me.
Mm. Was there any specific situation which you can remember that you knew, okay, this is it. Now I have to stay here because here exactly with this person will exactly happen what I'm looking for. You know, sometimes you have it, you have this, yes.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
This mm-hmm. is it.
Actually, it happened that I stayed. I can tell you the story, how it happened. I came back from Pune and my visa was expired. In India, it's always about visas. And I decided to go to Nepal. I had never been to Nepal. And he told me, get a 5 years visa. I thought, what? A 5 year visa when you are 24 years old? It sounds like a whole life. So I went to Nepal and I stayed a month and I didn't get a 5 years visa because it was a bit expensive and simply I didn't do it. So I came back after a month and he told me, did you get your 5 years visa? And I said no. And then he was angry with me. And then I had actually only 3 months. I had managed only 3 months, instead of 6 months. And then he said, come back after 3 months and I tell you what to do. And at first I was really like, who is he to tell me what to do? I was a bit rebellious. But then I thought, okay. I mean, I was already in love with him. There was no doubt. But, you know, I was young and this Lucknow was a hell, basically, from the environment. It was polluted, it was super hot, it was like 48 degrees for 6 months. So it was very hard, the conditions were very hard. There was not even a cafe you could go and have a coffee somewhere. It was really like living in a, it felt a bit like this surrounding. There was like Arab countries, which in summer it's only sand and pollution. And I thought, okay, what is 3 months in my life? It's not, I can give it a try. So then I went back after 3 months and then he said, what do you want? And I said, I want to stay, of course. So, I mean, I was cooked already, but you know, the mind was trying to have some escape. But basically, from the moment I met him personally, I was cooked. I had no choice. And that's why I think it's very important when you go to satsang or you have the chance to meet a free person to really show yourself, either with a song or with a question, because you might spend years in satsang and then nothing happens, you know. So it's very important. The moment I met him, that was it, basically, you know.
Would you say that was your personal journey, getting in touch, getting in contact with that devotion and showing yourself to Papaji with music, making
exactly,
yourself
yeah.
visible, available?
Yeah. Somehow my way with him was through music and dance. Sometimes he called me to dance because he knew I like to dance. So he called me sometimes spontaneously, you know, at satsang, satya kam, you know. And I tried in the beginning to make him intellectual questions and stuff, but some he always made fun with me, you know, he liked it. And yeah, so through music, it was a way to share this love, first of all. And it was so intense to look in his eyes and sing for him. It was, yeah, it was the best music.
Mm. So how was it for you when he also left his body, when the physical presence was not available for you anymore?
I felt prepared by him.
Yeah.
I felt really taken care of by him, like his own daughter, I have to say. And when Osho died, it was very difficult for me also. And so I didn't want again to have to leave that. So when he died, of course, I was sad. And, you know, I remember the last weeks with him being in his house and just sitting there and looking at him and thinking, how can I ever live without him? How can I ever live without having this sight of him? It's not possible, you know. But the last year, he didn't give me much attention. I felt it prepares me, you know. Mm. And I had a bit of a hard time with it. But then I went to Rishikesh, and I went to with Pari to a waterfall where it's outside of Rishikesh. A waterfall where he used to go. And when I was there, I felt he says goodbye to me. But I felt complete with it. And when I came back, he had not called me to sing or dance for a whole year. But then he called me that, then to dance. I want to sing, I forgot. And this last weeks with him, I felt really he prepares me to really see the guru inside. So I was ready. And also before he died, I lived 2 years in Greece, you know, and this was a good preparation to be in the world again. And then still have a chance to go back to him, you know. But of course, when he dies, I was devastated, you know. Mm. But also, it was beautiful. It's a sweet, sweet sadness. It's not that I was crushed, but sure, this love is the deepest.
Mm. Which goes beyond any physical presence,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Mm. It's a mirror, but this, as long as it's there, it's so sweet. And, but he prepared us. I felt he prepared us. Mm. And then this chanting felt like a way to keep it alive somehow. By being busy with this, you cherish that with the singing, you know, by sharing it. Mm. I didn't have a concept of it, but it happened. And I felt, when we started to make it public, it happened actually after he died, you can say. Mm. Before that, we were singing at home, we had a good time, we were not bothering about anything. I mean, we were working sometime in Greece, Pari was working in his center, but there was no need to do anything. But with his death somehow, then somehow this fire for truth had to be shared. Mm. In forms of satsangs or in forms of singing.
Mm. Mm. Very nice. Thank you so much for sharing.